Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Anthony Edwards, Team USA, getting ready in Las Vegas. Chris Hine covering for the Star Tribune. Covers the Timberwolves all season long. Chris, it's been a while. How are you doing?
I'm good, Steve. How are you?
Good. I would assume it's a little warm in Vegas.
I think we're getting to the 110s while I'm here.
Yeah.
Lows around 90 every night. So, yeah.
Woo. Yeah, it is absolutely insane. My first exposure to that heat was my youngest daughter decided to go to school at the University of Arizona. And she's graduated now and has a job, and it's all good. But our first trip out there in August, and I've been to Arizona, and it's warm, but I had never been there in August. We land at Sky Harbor in Phoenix, and the high that day in the Valley of the Sun was 118 degrees. And for a boy who was born and raised in Minnesota, that was an eye opener. I had never felt that before. It was insane.
They say it's a dry heat, Steve. Yeah, but right. You know, tell that to people when they're sweating through their shirts that it's a dry heat. You know.
Oh man. So, well,
we're dealing with.
Team USA gets to work. Summer League coming up out in Vegas. Anthony Edwards getting to work with Team USA. And you look up and down this roster and you're like, oh, my. You know, who's going to get minutes? Who's going to start? I would assume Anthony Edwards is going to be a big part of it.
You know, we'll see. I'm not quite sure what they have and what they have in store for a rotation with the 12 guys they have here.
Yeah.
You know, Steve Kerr today was just kind of saying how it's going to, you know, he's going to throw a lot of different combinations out there the first few days, first few games. They play Canada here on the 10th. You know, and if you could hear a ball kind of dribbling in the background here, that's Ant working out here, actually. He's stayed behind while everybody else has left and is putting up some shots and going through a workout here in an empty gym, essentially. So, you know, we'll see what kind of role he has. I remember asking him about it in the in the playoffs when the Team USA was announced, when the roster was announced, and he, you know, basically said, you know, whatever kind of role he ends up having, you know, he'll be thankful for. And playing with some of these future Hall of Famers, it's, you know, even if he doesn't play, it's still going to be a hell of an experience for him.
Yeah, no doubt. I would assume, you know, the entire staff and the players, it's been a long NBA season. And there are a lot of games in this Olympic tournament. And there is, to some extent, I'm sure, concerns about load management and making sure you're not wearing out certain guys.
Yeah, it's, you know, everybody's kind of played deep into the postseason except for maybe a few of the guys on the team.
Yep.
You know, Drew Holiday was just here saying he basically feels like he hasn't really come down from the end of the season. You know, having won a title in Boston, and, you know, obviously some of these other guys also made deep playoff runs, Ant included. You know, Jason Tatum as well is on the team. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how they do this. But, you know, one of the things that you make a commitment when you play for Team USA. So, you know, you kind of got to put that stuff to the side. You're here, you're trying to win a gold medal, and you know, it takes whatever it takes to get that done. And, you know, it's not like these guys would just be sitting on their heels and resting. You know, if they weren't playing in the Olympics, they would be, you know, they would be working out and getting ready for the season and trying to improve their games and stay in shape. But obviously it is a different intensity level when you're playing highly competitive international basketball. So I don't know how much of a concern that's going to be as the Olympics draw near, but I have to think it'll probably be secondary at best.
And I'm sure you got the sense already where it's gold medal or bust for this team. It's true for the men and the women. It's just that's the expectation that with all these NBA superstars, the United States should be the overwhelming favorite and should win a gold medal. And it's news if they don't.
It is, and you know they have the roster for it. They have, you know, Stephen Curry. They've got LeBron. They've recruited the top tier of names here in the NBA to make this push. You never know who's interested in playing and who's not on a given Olympic cycle. But, you know, this year, I think because it might be the last time they're able to do it, guys like Kevin Durant and LeBron James and Stephen Curry, they're all here. And you assume it's probably for the last time because, you know, 4 years from now, who knows where they'll be in their careers if they're still playing at all. So, you know, this is kind of their last hurrah for USA basketball. But you still need to have some youth on the team. You still need to be able to, you know, pass the torch, so to speak, to the younger generation. So that's why Anthony Edwards is on the team. One of the reasons why he's on the team, at least, because you need somebody who can get that experience, who knows what it's like, so that 4 years from now, 8 years from now, you have some anchors for the team when you're trying to win a gold medal in future Olympics.
Yeah, and Chris, for Anthony Edwards, here's a guy who's now arrived with the status now. It is no secret. He is an elite player in the NBA, and in this last season certainly emerged into that category. So, you know, Ant has certainly arrived, and being on Team USA is proof of that.
Yeah, this is just another step, I think, in his career arc right now. The international scene, the way he might be able to make a name for himself as a contributor on this team this summer. Like you said, we don't know how the rotation is going to shake out. But one thing that Anthony Edwards did last summer was Steve Kerr thought he was going to bring him off the bench for the World Cup last summer. And very quickly in training camp realized that, oh no, I can't bring Anthony Edwards off the bench. He's got to start. He's probably our best player. And he was turned out to be the best player on that team last summer for Team USA. I don't think that's going to be the case necessarily this summer, given some of the guys they have. But it wouldn't stun me if Anthony Edwards ended up playing a pretty big role coming off the bench. And I actually think one of the ways that he can really help this team is with his defense. I think that's one of the ways he can earn minutes on this team. They have Drew Holiday, who is one of the best perimeter defenders in the league. But, you know, you have a lot of guys here who are known for their scoring and their offensive abilities. The way he can carve a niche on this team is if he can play really good defense on ball. And you sacrifice a little bit on the offensive end of the floor, but that's what playing Team USA basketball is all about. It's about finding your role and making sacrifices for the collective good of winning a gold medal. And I think, you know, just kind of looking at the roster, if he wants to find a way into major minutes, I think that's his way to do it.
And beyond Team USA getting workouts, NBA Summer League coming to Vegas, that gets started on the 12th already. And this has become a big deal. Once upon a time, it's like, Summer League. But, I mean, there's major television coverage. There's interest in this for a lot of guys that will actually never play in the association. It's kind of amazing.
Yeah. I mean, you know, this year with Brian and James, you know, we'll see kind of what the excitement level is. But for the Wolves, it's a very significant summer league after they made the trade up to get Rob Dillingham at the 8th overall pick this year. So, you know, they're going to have some guys playing here who are going to be fighting for minutes next season and have a good shot of getting minutes. You know, Dillingham figures to kind of pencil into that backup point guard role, or at least get some of those minutes. But other guys, a guy like Leonard Miller, who's entering his second season, Josh Minot, who's entering his third season, and the 27th pick, Terrence Shannon Jr. You know, I think there's, with the departure of Kyle Anderson in free agency, I think there's minutes to be had for some of these young guys. And Summer League is the first step that some of these guys who are either new or have been in the system a year or two, this is their time to prove that they can earn major minutes on a contending team. So Summer League, I think, carries a little more weight for the Wolves this year than it has in the, let's say, the last 2 or 3 years.
Well, Chris, always good to visit with you. Thanks for the scene setter, and I would assume you'd have something on hand in the paper tomorrow.
Probably not tomorrow, because I'm not going to get to talk to him until a little later, but I would look out for either tomorrow night or Monday morning. We'll see we'll see when I get it together.
All right. Very good, Chris. Always good to visit with you. Thanks.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it.
All right, there he is. Chris Hine covers the Timberwolves for the Star Tribune, joining us from Vegas on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. And there are Summer League dates, California, Salt Lake, and then Vegas gets going July 12th through the 22nd. Anthony Edwards getting ready to play for Team USA, and it'll be fascinating to see what his role is once we get deeper into that Olympic tournament. And then you start getting into the medal round and the one and dones and the gold medals on the line. What role will we have? I have a feeling he's going to have a pretty big role on the way for what should be a gold medal for Team USA.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Anthony Edwards, Team USA, getting ready in Las Vegas. Chris Hine covering for the Star Tribune. Covers the Timberwolves all season long. Chris, it's been a while. How you doing?
I'm good, Steve. How are you?
Good. I would assume it's a little warm in Vegas.
I think we're getting to the 110s while I'm here.
Yeah.
Lows around 90 every night. So, yeah.
Woo. Yeah, it is absolutely insane. My first exposure to that heat was my youngest daughter decided to go to school at the University of Arizona. And she's graduated now and has a job, and it's all good. But our first trip out there in August, and I've been to Arizona, and it's warm, but I had never been there in August. We land at Sky Harbor in Phoenix, and the high that day in the Valley of the Sun was 118 degrees. And for a boy who was born and raised in Minnesota, that was an eye-opener. I had never felt that before. It was,
you know, they say it's a dry heat, Steve. Yeah, but right. You know, tell that to people when they're sweating through their shirts that it's a dry heat. You know.
Oh man. So, well,
we're dealing with it.
Team USA gets to work. Summer League coming up out in Vegas. Anthony Edwards getting to work with Team USA, and you look up and down this roster, and you're like, oh my. You know, who's going to get minutes? Who's going to start? I would assume Anthony Edwards is going to be a big part of it.
You know, we'll see. I'm not quite sure what they have and what they have in store for a rotation with the 12 guys they have here. Yeah. You know, Steve Kerr today was just kind of saying how it's gonna throw a lot of different combinations out there the first few days, first few games. They play Canada here on the 10th. You know, and if you could hear a ball kind of dribbling in the background here, that's Ant working out here. Actually, he's stayed behind while everybody else has left. And it's putting up some shots and going through a workout here in an empty gym, essentially. So, you know, we'll see what kind of role he has. I remember asking him about it in the playoffs when the Team USA was announced, when the roster was announced, and he, you know, basically said, you know, whatever kind of role he ends up having, you know, he'll be thankful for. And playing with some of these future Hall of Famers, it's, you know, even if he doesn't play, it's still going to be a hell of an experience for him.
Yeah, no doubt. I would assume, you know, the entire staff and the players, it's been a long NBA season, and there are a lot of games in this Olympic tournament, and there is, to some extent, I'm sure, concerns about load management and making sure you're not wearing out certain guys.
Yeah, it's, you know, everybody's kind of played deep into the postseason except for maybe a few of the guys on the team. Yep. You know, Drew Holiday was just here saying he basically feels like he hasn't really come down from the end of the season, you know, having won a title in Boston. And, you know, obviously some of these other guys also made deep playoff runs, Ant included. You know, Jason Tatum as well is on the team. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how they do this. But, you know, one of the things that you make a commitment when you play for Team USA. So, you know, you kind of got to put that stuff to the side. You're here. You're trying to win a gold medal, and you know, it takes whatever it takes to get that done. And, you know, it's not like these guys would just be sitting on their heels and resting. You know, if they weren't playing in the Olympics, they would be. You know, they would be working out and getting ready for the season and trying to improve their games and stay in shape. But obviously it is a different intensity level when you're playing highly competitive international basketball. So I don't know how much of a concern that's going to be as the Olympics draw near, but I have to think it'll probably be secondary at best.
And I'm sure you got the sense already where it's gold medal or bust for this team. It's true for the men and the women. It's just that's the expectation that with all these NBA superstars, the United States should be the overwhelming favorite and should win a gold medal. And it's news if they don't.
It is, and you know they have the roster for it. They have, you know, Stephen Curry. They've got LeBron. They've recruited the top tier of names here in the NBA to make this push. You never know who's interested in playing and who's not on a given Olympic cycle. But, you know, this year, I think because it might be the last time they're able to do it, guys like Kevin Durant and LeBron James and Stephen Curry, they're all here. And you assume it's probably for the last time because, you know, 4 years from now, who knows where they'll be in their careers if they're still playing at all. So, you know, this is kind of their last hurrah for USA basketball. But you still need to have some youth on the team. You still need to be able to, you know, pass the torch, so to speak, to the younger generation. So, that's why Anthony Edwards is on the team. One of the reasons why he's on the team, at least, because you need somebody who can get that experience, who knows what it's like, so that 4 years from now, 8 years from now, you have some anchors for the team when you're trying to win a gold medal in future Olympics.
Yeah, and Chris, for Anthony Edwards, here's a guy who's now arrived with the status now. It is no secret. He is an elite player in the NBA, and in this last season certainly emerged into that category. So, you know, Ant has certainly arrived, and being on Team USA is proof of that.
Yeah, this is just another step, I think, in his career arc right now, the international scene, the way he might be able to make a name for himself as a contributor on this team this summer. Like you said, we don't know how the rotation is going to shake out. But one thing that Anthony Edwards did last summer was Steve Kerr thought he was going to bring him off the bench for the World Cup last summer. And very quickly in training camp realized that, oh no, I can't bring Anthony Edwards off the bench. He's got to start. He's probably our best player. And he was turned out to be the best player on that team last summer for Team USA. I don't think that's going to be the case necessarily this summer, given some of the guys they have. But it wouldn't stun me if Anthony Edwards ended up playing a pretty big role coming off the bench. And I actually think one of the ways that he can really help this team is with his defense. I think that's one of the ways he can earn minutes on this team. They have Drew Holiday, who is one of the best perimeter defenders in the league. But, you know, you have a lot of guys here who are known for their scoring and their offensive abilities. The way he can carve a niche on this team is if he can play really good defense on ball. And you sacrifice a little bit on the offensive end of the floor, but that's what playing Team USA basketball is all about. It's about finding your role and making sacrifices for the collective good of winning a gold medal. And I think, you know, just kind of looking at the roster, if he wants to find a way into major minutes, I think that's his way to do it.
And beyond Team USA getting workouts, NBA Summer League coming to Vegas, that gets started on the 12th already. And this has become a big deal. Once upon a time, it's like, ah, yeah, Summer League. But, I mean, there's major television coverage. There's interest in this for a lot of guys that will actually never play in the association. It's kind of amazing.
Yeah. I mean, you know, this year with Brown and James, you know, we'll see kind of what the excitement level is. But for the Wolves, it's a very significant summer league after they made the trade up to get Rob Dillingham at the 8th overall pick this year. So, you know, they're going to have some guys playing here who are going to be fighting for minutes next season and have a good shot of getting minutes. You know, Dillingham figures to kind of pencil into that backup point guard role or at least get some of those minutes. But other guys, a guy like Leonard Miller, who's entering his second season, Josh Minot, who's entering his third season, and the 27th pick, Terrence Shannon Jr. You know, I think there's, with the departure of Kyle Anderson in free agency, I think there's minutes to be had for some of these young guys. And Summer League is the first step that some of these guys who are either new or have been in the system a year or two, this is their time to prove that they can earn major minutes on a contending team. So Summer League, I think, carries a little more weight for the Wolves this year than it has in the, let's say, the last 2 or 3 years.
Well, Chris, always good to visit with you. Thanks for the scene setter, and I would assume you'd have something on hand in the paper tomorrow.
Probably not tomorrow because I'm not going to get to talk to him until a little later, but I would look out for either tomorrow night or Monday morning. We'll see we'll see when I get it together.
All right. Very good, Chris. Always good to visit with you. Thanks.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it.
All right, there he is. Chris Hine covers the Timberwolves for the Star Tribune, joining us from Vegas on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. And there are Summer League dates, California, Salt Lake, and then Vegas gets going July 12th through the 22nd. Anthony Edwards getting ready to play for Team USA, and it'll be fascinating to see what his role is once we get deeper into that Olympic tournament. And then you start getting into the medal round, and and the one and dones and a gold medal's on the line, what role will we have? I have a feeling he's going to have a pretty big role on the way for what should be a gold medal for Team USA.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.